Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, that's better than sex!
Why do I do that to you? Why do I do it to myself? I've yet to understand. Welcome, friends and furlings. It is the fastest 30 minutes in sports. I am your host, as any more. Welcome aboard the ride one more again. Once again, we channel the entire world of sports. Take a look at the World Series. The Giants up on the Rangers, 2-0 as that series moves back to Arlington, Texas. And, of course, for all of my NFL junkies, we look back at the week number 8, which actually is in front of us, not behind us. But anyway, we're going to take a look at, of course, our friends over at ESPN, Mike and Mike in the Morning. We'll get their Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks. And, of course, we'll get the real deal, our picks, as we roll into this week. 64-40 down, ahead of the curve on just about every vacant line across the nation. So, once again, we welcome you in. We welcome your phone calls. Again, just come on in, have a good time. And if you're doing nothing but sitting back listening to the podcast, which broadcasts throughout the week, that's cool too. Those of you who want to call in, you can call in at 1-619-639-4747. Welcome to the fastest 30 minutes in sports. Board, everybody. It is the Fastest 30 Minutes Sports. I am Vinny Moore. Let's get it right into the nuts and bolts of what would be a wonderful Friday evening. Looking at your National Basketball Association, that is your NBA, across the board, your scores right now, Memphis and Dallas knotted up at a good one at 90-90 with just under a minute to go in that game. Clippers and Golden State just getting started out west, 23-22. The Lakers and Phoenix going at it with about 2 minutes left in the first quarter. It's a 21-20 Laker lead. Finals already in. Sacramento loses to New Jersey, 106-100. Atlanta best the Sixers, 104-101. The Toronto Raptors take care of the Cavs, 101-81. Your Indianapolis Pacers, the Indiana Pacers, taking care of Charlotte, 104-101. The Celtics with 24 dimes, courtesy of Rajon Rondo tonight, take care of the Knicks, 105-101. The Hornets 101 over the Nuggets 95. I'm not sure why Melo's hanging around there. Oklahoma City still looking really strong. Kevin Durant doing his thing, taking care of the Pistons 105-104 tonight. The Miami Heat, again, the big three at home in the opening debut, take care of the Orlando Magic 96-70. Can only imagine what kind of conversations went on during that game. Your Timberwolves, the Minnesota Timberwolves, take care of the Milwaukee Bucks 96-85, and guess what? That is probably the last thing we're going to talk about tonight in terms of the NBA. That's it. No more. Yeah, I'm proud of Rajon Rondo, 24 dimes, but that is it. Anyway, I really, really do want to get into the NFL and some of the crazy things going on there. Is Brett Favre going to play? Is he not going to play? Is he still walking around in a boot? It does look like he is not a favorite of Brad Childress right now. But then again, this is Brett Favre. We've seen this before. He gets hurt. He supposedly he's not going to play. Then by Thursday, the boot's off, and all of a sudden he's moving around. And next thing you know, he's out there on Sunday. So, yeah, let's face it. If DeVar Jackson is the Minnesota Vikings quarterback against the New England Patriots this weekend, that's not going to go well. It's not going to look good. Again, the Vikings basically need Brett Favre to be Brett Favre. But we've seen this before. We've seen Brett Favre come off, you know, catastrophes in his life, chaos in his life, and clown and, you know, walk on the field, throw 3 touchdowns, 4 touchdowns, and just make us marvel at how fantastic he can be in a pinch. Anyway, in the news, and I got to bring you up to speed on this because this is just kind of crazy. Y'all remember some years ago the Oakland Raiders took the first pick in a given draft years ago, Jamarcus Russell. Well, today an Alabama grand jury declined to indict the former Oakland Raider quarterback Jamarcus Russell on felony drug possession charges related to a drink containing codeine syrup found in his home. Defense Attorney Dallin Brisman said the prosecution office handled the Mobile County grand jury confirmed that no indictment was included with its report. He said that means the grand jury decided there was not sufficient evidence to move forward the case. Jamarcus drank some cough medicine, y'all. Cough medicine. Somewhere along the line, I know some of you probably chuckled. Look, Russell was charged with felony possession of a controlled substance off this cough syrup. Again, they raided the brother's home, couldn't find anything else, so they got him on the cough syrup. Come on, man. That's an ESPN come on, man moment. Anyway, moving forward, we're going to get to our buddies at Mike and Mike in about 7-8 minutes. Their segment is, of course, brought to you by Peak Antifreeze. When you peak, you win. Baseball, the Giants. Now, for those of you in the Chicago market, you remember Juan Uribe and Aaron Rowan from the White Sox squad of 2005, and their contributions to leading that White Sox team or helping that White Sox team to a World Series championship over the Astros in a nice little sweep back in 2005. You know, again, Jermaine Dye was the MVP, but, you know, again, no discounting the Aaron Rowan's solid play in center field and Juan Uribe's play throughout the infield. He played multiple positions. Well, guess what? They are doing it again. These two have just absolutely showed up at the crunch time. I'm sure Kenny Williams is sitting back wondering why he made some of the moves he's made. Then again, Kenny's a pretty confident brother. Maybe he's not doing that. But the reality is these two have just shined in Giants gear throughout the postseason. That continues, again, right now. The Giants up on that series 2-0 as that series begins to head back to Texas. Trying to get some stats and some information regarding it for those of you who may be looking to see if the Rangers actually, obviously they're planning to obviously play well. But for those of you going to the window, we want to give you some tidbits and things to think about as you get closer to that. See a lot of Giant fans. Is this heaven? Let's see. It's just all about, panda power. Sandoval set to DH in game 3. That's important. All right, well, let's see. Let's just run around all of baseball and see what we know at this point. Girardi in talks to get an extension. I'm saying that deal is just about done. The Mets will introduce their new GM pretty soon. Our buddy Big Poppy, not comfortable with a one-year deal courtesy of the Red Sox. CC Sabathia has surgery to repair bad knee. Placido Polanco, the third baseman for the Phillies, surgery on the left elbow. And lo and behold, and some of this may surprise some of you, some of it may not, but your ex-president, President Bush, the man tagged for causing all this chaos in our economy, will fill out the first pitch for game 4. Yeah, okay, excited about that one. Anyway, the Chicago Cubs have a brand new problem. Apparently, the bullpen catcher has been cited for 8 pounds of weed. That's not a joke. Bullpen catcher Corey Miller ticketed on suspicion of possession of marijuana after 8.5 pounds, just 8.4 pounds of pot, were found in his pickup truck that he was driving in Lincoln, Nebraska. The director of media relations, Peter Chase, said Miller is a contract employee whose 2010 contract extends November 1, and the team currently is in a fact-finding stage. That's a quiet way of saying we have no desire to retain this man after such an incident. Anyway, 10:08 on a Friday night. There's some high school activity going on as well. Don't have any scores at this point. Don't have much to tell you regarding high school sports. Hopefully it's sometime, if not tonight, we'll get you updated. The playoffs are starting soon. Our locals are Rich Township kids. Some of them came really, really close to making the playoffs. I understand Rich Central just missed his playoff bid by about 3 points in that process. Again, it is what it is. You've got to play well. You've got to – obviously 5-4 doesn't get you much love in a very, very competitive figure in the South Western Suburban community. So something to think about for those of you looking at the high school sports landscape. Let's do our thing with college football. Bear with me 1 second. We want to go through all the fantasy games on ESPN and get you a wonderful college pigskin pick'em for those of you playing that game on ESPN and ESPN.com. So bear with me 1 quick second. I can only say that because, hey, it's my show, and you're already listening, so it doesn't matter. Okay, that was rude. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me apologize for the overly sensitive listener out there. I apologize. The last thing I want to do is come off a little crass. Okay, I love you guys, and you know I couldn't do this without you. Let us get into this. It is a wonderful, exciting Saturday of college football. What are we looking at, man? We're looking at the Northwestern Wildcats, 5-2, going to Indiana and playing the Hoosiers at 4-3. The Hoosiers looked dead against Illinois last week, so I don't know how your confidence lies in that one, but I'm loving Northwestern in that game. Oklahoma State versus the Kansas State Wildcats. As much as I love Oklahoma State after their first loss recently, Kansas State, it's a sometime squad. They're 5-2, but they've limped to those 5-2. They're not really impressing anybody. I'm going to take Oklahoma State in that game. Clemson going to Boston College, a limping Boston College team, only at 2-5 this year. You got to like the Tigers in that game as well. Florida gets Georgia in Georgia this time. Now, Florida's had its fair share of woes, and obviously, again, not the talent that they are, at least not the manifestation of the talent they thought they'd have going into the season. But a 4-3 Gators team is a little bit better than a 4-4 Georgia team, even though Georgia's at home. Again, Georgia up and down quite a bit. They're dealing with some injuries there and some instability on the offensive side of the ball. Michigan State, my new favorite team, the number 5 team in the nation at 8-0, gets into Iowa, and Hawkeye Nation is going to be welcoming them with wonderfully open arms. A 5-2, very, very frustrated and angered Iowa Hawkeye team, now ranked 18th, gets really a little love as the Spartans come to town with that running game, staunch defense. I know there's a lot of people out there playing the conspiracy theories, thinking that Iowa's got a shot in this one, but I'm sticking with my Michigan State Spartans that they're going to run the table. They get past this one the rest of the season. The next three games are all teams with losing records. I like Michigan State to take care of business at Hawkeye Nation this weekend. The next big game, the Missouri Tigers, ranked 6th in the nation, take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers. That is in Nebraska. Missouri also undefeated. This is a fun game because Nebraska easily could be undefeated had they simply played their game two weeks ago, when they were number one. Again, laid an egg, so much as it is, it's done now. Missouri comes to town. Missouri winds up being the sacrificial lamb. I think Nebraska controls the tempo. I'm going to take Nebraska in this game, but with some contention, simply because Missouri can, again, they can control the clock. They love the long drive. But I think Nebraska gets back on track in this game. The Auburn Tigers versus the Mississippi Rebels. Ole Miss gets a visit from Cam Newton, Mr. Heisman Trophy candidate at 8-0. Again, if that's not high on your confidence tier, I don't know what is. That one definitely looks like a fun day for Cam and the Auburn Tigers. The Oregon Ducks at 7-0 take on the once vaunted USC Trojans, now have fallen to 24th at 5-2. The Oregon Ducks can just flat out outscore you, period. That's all there is to it. I don't care if they're slow out of the game in the first quarter. By the time that game's over, they somehow put up 50 points on you. So Oregon, the number 2 team in the country, could easily be number 1 on a lot of different polls. Actually, I believe they are number 1 in the AP poll. Should easily be number 1 in the BCS, right alongside Boise, one or the other. I have yet to figure out why we love our big program so much and just diss the Oregon Ducks and diss Boise State. But it is what it is. Oregon State will take care of business against USC. The number 11 Ohio State Buckeyes, 7-1, going to Minnesota to find a very, very wounded Minnesota Golden Gophers team at 1-7. You know, as much as this is just kind of thrown on the board, Minnesota always plays Ohio State tough. So, maybe you move it up the confidence board on a scale of 1 to 10, give yourself a 9. Ohio State's going to take care of business in that game. Minnesota will probably, at least make it fun for a while. They'll play some decent defense for a while. Ohio State ultimately will run away with it. The last game on the docket, the Michigan Wolverines and the Penn State Nittany Lions. Look, I don't know if Denard Robinson is well or not. Haven't had a chance to take a look at him. Penn State, it just can't figure out Penn State this year. Maybe it just comes down to they're just not as good as advertised. I'm going to lean on Michigan and Denard Robinson. If he plays, even if Tate Forsey plays, I just see them having a little bit too much firepower for that game. So that's it for the Scholars College Sports Look. Again, 619-639-4747. If you got anything to say, at 10:14, we're going to turn it loose over to our guys over at ESPN, Mike and Mike in the Morning. Again, this whole segment is brought to you by our friends at Peak Antifreeze. And all of a sudden, I seem to have lost my way. What am I doing here?
Crap.
Oh, geez. Let's see. Where's it? It's here somewhere. It really is. Honey? Helen? All right, guys, let me refresh my little page here. We'll get this thing rocking and rolling here. I've obviously screwed the pooch on something here. What have I done? 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 Oh, there it is. I just had to refresh the page, and we're back and back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, at 10:15 on a one Saturday night, let's turn it loose.
A little something we like to call the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks in 3, 2, and 1.
The time has finally arrived.
Yes!
All right. These are the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks.
Whoopee!
An ESPN radio exclusive.
I got it. Here we go for week 8, and I'm starting to feel pretty good about myself.
Oh, gee.
I actually got a game right last week. Pigs have flown. Hell is frozen over. For me, that's like an occasion that we should stop everything and celebrate like crazy.
Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
And now that we've done that,
what did you do? I must have pressed the wrong button.
I'm taking San Diego this week at home, giving 3.5 points to Tennessee. Here's the bottom line. Chargers aren't that bad. Titans aren't that good. Give me San Diego to cover 3.5 at home against Tennessee.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Can I just say that's a bad pick?
Well, no. This is a bad pick.
With the first pick, the Oakland Raiders select Jamarcus Russell, LSU.
I'm going to go to Kansas City, where I'm going to eat some barbecue. It's the best-smelling stadium in the league by far.
Okay, who needs another lamb rack? Emhart? Tri-tip?
Do we have any food that wasn't brutally slaughtered?
Well, I think the veal might have died of loneliness.
And after I fill my belly, I'm going to watch the Chiefs take out the Buffalo Bills. They're giving them 7.5. Go ahead.
You serious?
This Kansas City team is fun to watch. A lot of speed on offense and defense. They can put some points on the board. Matt Castle has looked good the last couple of weeks. I think they win this by more than the 7.5 points.
Hey, where's the clown?
Hey, folks, Mike Golic here.
Oh, there he is.
And finally, we go head-to-head in Foxborough.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
The desperate Minnesota Vikings going to play at New England. All the turmoil, all the mess, all the pressure, all the craziness surrounding Brett Favre. Guess what?
What?
What? New England doesn't blow anybody out.
They're only going to score 17 points. Okay.
They need 17 plays to go the length of the field without Randy Moss. Randy Moss is now on the other side.
Whatever.
I don't know if the Vikings are going to win this game. I don't think they will, but they're going to cover 6. That's too big a number. Give me the Vikings plus 6 at New England.
Brett has an avulsion fracture in his calcaneus. I don't know how you spell that.
I think we're going to tone down the language, right?
New England knows what they got to do. They got to stay even with the Jets, who are hanging out, both sitting there with one loss. New England needs to stick with them and the other top teams in the AFC. This one is at home. They play well at home. New England's going to win this one by at least a touchdown.
Instantly, I regret saying that. That was a horrible thing to say.
And that was a weekend show.
Go! Box. So I'm going to go ahead and go. But I'm not going to stop yelling, because then that'll mean I lost the fight. So please leave a key under the mat. I love y'all very much. Peace out.
Oh, that is so good.
Wow.
They're getting better and better,
yeah,
as the weeks go on. The Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks brought to you by Peak Antifreeze. When you peak, you win. Joaquin and Stats on the radio version. Craig Possible, Bethany, and the Great Pumpkin.
The Great Pumpkin got involved.
On TV. What is that? Was it? This is another joke?
The Great Pumpkin? You ever watch Charlie Brown?
It's been a long time.
Ever?
Yes, I watched it as a child.
The
I haven't
pumpkin
seen it in a long
patch,
time.
The Great Pumpkin.
Okay, fair enough. The Great Pumpkin did
okay.
It. Good job. Well done.
Oh, and now you mock it. You ask me
I'm
what it is.
Nothing.
I tell you.
No.
You get the short little attitude with me after you ask me the question. I give you the answer, and it's, you know what?
You know what?
You aggravate me.
You're very sensitive.
I said it was okay.
It's the Great Pumpkin.
I explained to you what's the Great Pumpkin. I explained it, and you get short and aggravating tone with me.
What am I going to say? Oh, that was brilliant. That was genius comedy to put on my screen, the Great Pumpkin.
No. All you can say is, oh, okay, that's where it came from.
So that's where it came from.
Oh, okay, fine. Whatever. Let's move on.
I'm fascinated. I'm really interested.
I would say you're being a woman here, but that's an insult to women.
You know what? Not nice.
Well, exactly.
Nothing now, about what you're saying now.
Now you know
is
how
nice.
It feels.
There's nothing about this conversation right now that makes me
angry. You know what? I'm mad at you.
Well, there's a news flash. But I want to do the rest of the NFL picks for you here. We did Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks. To recap those, I have San Diego at home -3.5 over Tennessee. Golic has Kansas City -7.5 at home against Buffalo. We went to head-to-head on New England, Minnesota. New England is giving 6.5 points. Golic is giving with the Patriots. I'm taking the points with the Vikings. I have 5 other games I want to do here.
Okay.
Dallas, first game post-Romo at home.
Oh, boy.
Giving 6.5 to Jacksonville. I'm going to tell you right now, I like the Cowboys.
I do, too.
I think they will actually play smarter without Romo run the football.
They'll balance out their attack a little bit, and both these defenses, quite honestly, are susceptible to the run. But I think Dallas balances out a little bit, and I do. I'll take Dallas. I'll give the points.
How about Washington at Detroit? The Lions are a 2.5-point favorite against the Redskins.
At home.
Telling. People buy into the Lions
they
a little
bit. They are. You know what? I'll buy into them as well. I don't think you're going to go that way, but I'm going to buy into Detroit, and I'll say they go ahead and they cover this one.
I agree with you. I do. Detroit to win the game and cover. Jets are giving 6 at home to Green Bay. What do you think, Mike?
Green Bay is banged up on defense. It can't stop the run very well, and the Jets like to run the ball. The Jets coming off a bye, healed up a little bit. I like the Jets in this one.
I hope you're right. That feels like a big number. Green Bay a little desperate. That feels like a big number to me. I never bet on games involving the Jets. I don't bet on any games, but if I did, I would stay away from the Jets.
And you'd lose a lot of money.
But I think I'd be a little concerned. Cincinnati is at home giving 2 points to Miami. Bengals, this sort of has the feel of playing for their season a little bit. I just can't believe it's going to go down the tubes. Dolphins will be mad about the way they lost last week, but I just can't buy Cincinnati being done on Halloween. I will take them and give the 2.
I can't either, but the way they're playing, they're going to be. Miami's going to go to Cincinnati and win this game.
And then finally, New Orleans, good one on Sunday night. New Orleans and Pittsburgh. In New Orleans, the Saints are a 1-point favorite. That's a tough game. Don't think we're going to see Reggie Bush.
No, it doesn't look like we're going to see him, and Pittsburgh's the best team in the NFL right now. I think they continue to prove that, and they go on the road, and they win this one.
I know, I'll say this. Pittsburgh's not going to go 15-1. If you're looking for a place they might lose, at New Orleans is not a bad place to look. I think I will take the Saints, Mike and Mike, and our picks.
So there you have it. That is Mike and Mike's Week 8 pick for those of you doing something with the chain this weekend. All right, let me get into the real deal. Thank God Week 8 doesn't involve our Chicago Bears. I love my boys, but they're killing us these last couple of weeks. Okay, Junior, here's your chance for some serious winning to take against your buddy this weekend. Only 13 games on the docket, so let's get into it. Running record so far, 64 up, 40 down, still smoking the competition. Here we go. Number one, the 49ers at the Broncos. What happened to Denver last week? This somewhat of an anomaly. However, traveling across the big pond to play in London won't be easy for either team. Amazingly enough, the 49ers are favored by a point. This has to be due to the Darren McFadden explosion last week. Look, Denver is still better than the 49ers, and unless you believe the snake-bitten Niners have an answer for getting out of their own way, the Broncos should win this game. Game number 2, our Jaguars and our Cowboys. Finally, a team Dallas can whoop. America's underachieving team playing at home, and the Palace gets to beat up on the hapless Jags. And yet they'll win without Tony Romo. John Kitt is good enough, again, tough enough to get this thing done. The boys are a 6.5-point favorite. Give the 6.5 and smile for a change for all my little Dallas fans. You actually get a chance to do that.
You are spectacular.
Number 3, the Redskins and the Lions. Gee, let's see if the Lions can finish what the Bears started. The Redskins aren't that good, and the Lions aren't that bad. Coming off a bye week, I love the Lions in this matchup. The Lions are giving 2.5, and I'm telling you, give the points and take Detroit. Let's see how D'Angelo Hall handles the life with Calvin Johnson.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm the guy telling you right now that I'm struggling with the Packers and the Jets. The Packers are better than advertised. Despite their injuries, the Jets' defense is good and perhaps a bit overrated. This game will be close. And don't be surprised if the Packs steal this one in the Meadowlands. Okay, I'm a Packer love. The Jets are 6-point favorites. That's a lot. Jets win, but I think Green Bay probably covers that game. Where'd my sound go? We've lost the sound. Why have we lost the sound? How did we lose the sound? Say the sound again. Amazing how that works. All right, back to the back. The bottom line is this. Hold on. You didn't cover the game. You didn't even. Number 5, Panthers at Rams. The bottom line is the Rams are going in the right direction. The Panthers caught a break last week against the 49ers, but I think that luck runs out this week and they lose. The Rams are good at home, and they will take care of business this week. The Dolphins at the Bengals. Break up the Bengals' offense and give some of that talent to the defense. Oh, wait. They don't play defense in Cincinnati. The Dolphins are physical and will attempt to get to Carson Palmer this week. Good luck with that one. At home, Cincy is a 2-point favorite. All right, the Bengals can score. They just can't stop anybody. But because of this, you got to love Marvin Lewis. I'll give the defense one more week. Take Cincy and give the 2. The Buffalo Bills, the hapless Bills, the unwinless, well, the winless Bills go into Kansas City. The rejuvenated Chiefs
get a Buffalo squad that is improving under Ryan Fitzpatrick, this could be a shootout. The Chiefs are 7.5-point favorite and will probably cover, but not so fast, my good man. Ryan and the Bills put up 34 points against the vaunted Ravens on the road.
Don't think for a second this could get ugly in a hurry for KC if they can't run the ball with Jamal Charles and Thomas Jones. Still like the Chiefs, but I'm not giving the points.
Game number 8, the Titans and the Chargers. I'd love to say the version of the Chargers will actually show up the one we saw last year with Phillip Rivers going all over the place. But we've only seen one version, the bad one. I'm done drinking the Chargers Kool-Aid. The Titans play well on defense and can run the ball. Whether it's Gary Collins or Vince Young, the Titans win this one. The Chargers are 3.5-point favorites. For fans thinking the Chargers are giving it to big turnaround, don't buy it. Take the Titans and the points. Number 9, the Buccaneers go to the Cardinals. Cardinals are 3-point favorites only because they're at home. Are you sniffing what the Cardinals are cooking? Didn't think so. Josh Freeman and the Bucs win one on the road. There, I actually said it. The Seahawks at the Raiders. Did you witness the coming out party last week? Whether you got a chance to see what the Raiders did to Denver or not, you had to love the punters in Vegas, including myself, scratching their heads on that one. Darren McFadden Show. We'll see Darren McFadden. I think they've discovered something, and since the Seahawks are still inconsistent, I am drinking the Raiders Kool-Aid for at least one more week. Take the Raiders and give the 2.5 points. In New England, the Vikings come pay a visit to our wonderful Tom Brady town. Will Childress throw Randy Moss under the bus this week? Perhaps it will be the Adrian Peterson for a fumble. It won't matter. AP will get his numbers, but the Patriots should win this game. 6.5 points is a lot. Pats win, but the Vikings will cover. Steelers at the Saints. Heck of a place to go, New Orleans. But you are the best team in football, Pittsburgh. The Saints are a 1-point favorite against the Steelers. After the disaster last week against Cleveland, you've got to believe there's some consistency issues here. The Steelers are playing at an incredibly high level. Take the Steelers and enjoy the 1 point. Texans at Colts. This would be the Monday night game. High-scoring affair. Fun to watch. Watch the fantasy stats. Colts probably win this thing late. Look for over 60 points in this game. Colts win it and cover. I know it's a reach, but after the opening loss, Manning has something improved, something definitely improved against the division opponent. So, there you've got it. It is 10:26. Hopefully, you're going to have a great weekend again. Now, there's no Chicago Bears this weekend, so because there are no Bears, many of you like to be able to keep your money in your pocket. Enjoy that one. Yeah, right.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm the guy telling you to have a fantastic weekend. Enjoy the college football. Enjoy the pro football. I got 1 minute left, but you know we're going to terminate this thing right now.
Aw, crap.
Have a great weekend. Have a good night. Love your family. Love hard. Live long. God bless you. Good night.